Hey there, good morning, 713, Brock Hunter. What's up, you ace? Today, partly cloudy, chance of thunder. High of 88. Tonight, partly cloudy, more scattered storms. Not T-storms, though.
No.
Low of 70. Thursday, partly cloudy, chance for rain, thunderstorms, high of 86. Friday, partly cloudy, chance of storms, high of 86.
See, my phone says nothing today. It's going to be cloudy.
That's going to be fine.
Do they put it out there to save their ass?
I think so. They cast a wide net.
Just throw a snowfall out there then.
Just in case, we're going to say it might snow.
You never know.
There's a 0.00001% chance.
But
if it does,
their ass is covered.
They're like, all right, yeah, see, we told you guys. There was a chance. All right, let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Real quick, did you see that storm rolling last night?
Yeah, it was like here and it was
the cloud.
It was here and gone in like 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we were on the highway coming back into town and that cloud rolled in. Dude, it was crazy looking.
Were you scared?
I was.
Did you
lose power?
No, we did not.
My dad called me yesterday. He lost power. His neighbors lost power.
Yeah.
Down the road and then like a certain grid or something. He called me freaking out. He's like, power's out. To like Indianapolis.
Get in a basement.
He was freaking out.
Really?
I'm telling you, my dad's a badass, right? Yeah. He's an ex-Beret.
Yeah.
You know, and he usually doesn't freak out, man. Yeah. But he called me and he was like, dude, if you need the generator,
we're dead. Brock, dead.
I get home. I'm like, I got power. My neighbor, everybody. Like, relax, dude. Hey,
relax. Come over to my house.
All right.
It'll be all right. Well, I tell you what's going to help you in a storm if the power goes out. JNCO jeans.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Segue. So apparently the 90s fashion icon staple clothing item, JNCOs, are coming back. A new company bought the license to make them and just launched 8 new unisex styles. However, though, they have the price way too high. $130 for the kind of wide leg and $250 for the super wide leg. You can see them now at JNCO.com. That's JNCO. However, I will say there was a public outcry, so they dropped the price. I don't know exactly what they did.
You know, I was going to say, that's price is way too high for JNCO jeans right now. You know why people are going to buy them? As a joke.
Yeah.
You know, people aren't going to legit buy them to wear. Maybe a few people.
I don't. Did that one picture they showed of the chick wearing them? I was like, God, it's hot.
Yeah.
That was hot. She had the big hoop earrings and kind of like a windbreaker on with the jeans. I'm like,
just the JNCO jeans.
Yeah. You get that, you get a nice crop top.
Oh, man.
I'm going to get Kiki a pair of JNCOs. And actually, you're going to have to wear them every single time you do nonstop 90s at noon.
Yes.
Every single day.
I'm just going to get a pair of JNCO jeans and just carry like all my DJ equipment in the back pocket.
Did you ever think that you would hear the sentence, JNCO jeans are coming back? Like, see, that's hot, man.
Oh, she's got them. She's sagging them, too.
She's got a sagging. Got the bikini underneath. Hell yeah.
I don't think you really need to sag JNCO jeans.
Like that look right there. Dude, that reminds me of Gwen Stefani. Like, mid to late 90s Gwen Stefani. No, I don't want to enter my email.
So I had like blue JNCO. They weren't jeans. They were like, I don't know.
I think I had a black pair.
Like it was just like a blue material, and they had like yellow stretchy bands all over them.
Stop asking for my email.
I'm still finding pockets on those damn
things. Oh, dude, you always will.
Yeah.
You always will. I think I had a black pair, and I think they were like long shorts.
Yeah, yes. I remember those.
What, like three quarters down the shin?
They always got like a little secret pocket, you know?
Yeah.
You discover it like weeks after you get them. You're like, oh.
Yeah, you can fit a textbook in those back pockets.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
That's where I used to keep my erasers.
I think I'm going to have to buy Kiki a pair of these. I think she could rock these. She got that black belt on her neck, too.
It goes with the style.
You just love that. Every time it cracks me up. So anyway, look for JNCOs in retailers near you.
Thanks.
It's going to be great. Lastly, 4th of July tomorrow ends up being one of our top drinking holidays. According to a new survey, we'll drink $1 billion.
Dude, what?
Of booze over the holiday.
I mean, beer's kind of cheap, too. That's a lot of beer, man.
And we'll spend about $6.7 billion on hot dogs, hamburgers, and other stuff for the picnic.
I mean, you know what? It's for America, Brock.
Look, if you don't have burgers and brats and hot dogs and maybe some potato salad along with some tall, cold beers and fireworks, you're not doing the 4th of July, right?
No, you're not. You know,
do you think
this is a holiday everybody should rally around?
Do you think George Washington crossed the Delaware so you could sit there and not blow stuff up on the 4th of July? Do you think Thomas frickin' Jefferson signed the Declaration of Independence so you could just lollygag around with some tofu burger? Hell no. You get yourself some meat, you get yourself a grill, you get some beer, and you get some fireworks, because that's what the founding fathers wanted us to do.
They wanted us to celebrate accordingly.
It's rockets, red glare, bombs bursting in air, not, be safe and don't run with sparklers.
The bombs bursting in air, celebrating by buying $5 million worth of beer. No, it's $5
billion. $5
billion. Damn. Yeah.
Don't undersell us, Hunter. Don't you ever say
don't
that again.
Ever.
Don't you ever doubt us in the United States of America. That's your morning dump.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107.